when evil people prosper in their way, it seems as though God doesn't hear our prayers for justice, or he doesn't hear our prayers that the right thing is done. And sometimes we let it chafe on our spirits, wear away at us, and we get this underlying but almost all-consuming anger. Anger against things that are wrong, things that are happening that are not right, and the people who cause them. But God knows that this anger is corrosive, and he tells us not to be angry in that way, to deal with our anger in some way, and to do what is right in his sight, and worry about doing right ourselves. Listen to the words of the 37th Psalm. Psalm 37, a psalm of David. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be you envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall you dwell in the land, and truly you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yes, you shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming.
Father in heaven, I hear the words of the psalmist, for I confess that I get angry when I see evildoers prosper in their way, when they get away with lies and deceit, thefts, even murders. Father, I pray that in the name of Jesus, you will help me drain away the anger that's in my heart. Help me to deal with it. Help me to trust in you and just do what's right. Help me just to live my life and go about my business, loving you and loving others. And help me not to fret, because it only leads to evil doing. I pray that you would help me. I need your grace and your mercy. Help me, O Lord, to be like Jesus, who had so many enemies, yet when he was reviled, he did not revile back. And when he was struck, he turned his back. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to make me like that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.